A downturn in the energy economy has caused a crisis in Wyoming education funding. K-12 funding is projected to see a $400 million shortfall at the end of the current two-year budget cycle. That deficit will grow if lawmakers can't find a way to address the shortfall. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports that the House and Senate are taking different approaches towards solving the problem.
I don't think we can cut our way out of this problem or tax our way out.
That's Senate Education Chairman Hank Coe of Cody. Coe is serving his 29th year in the Senate and was among those who voted to create the current school funding model. He was also a big supporter of adding money into education when economic times were good. These days, Coe is singing a different tune and says they have no other choice but to cut K-12 education funding. But he's not overly thrilled with that task.
I want to maintain the quality of education that I think we've funded well over the years and get the most bang for our buck. So, yeah, it's a little painful for me.
Senator Jeff Wasserberger of Gillette is a longtime teacher and current school administrator. He also worked to create the initial school funding model. Wasserberger says test scores and graduation rates have all been going up. He adds that it's brutal to have to remove funding at a time when education in the state is as good as it's ever been.
It's like this thoroughbred horse that we have created that's just about ready to win the Kentucky Derby. And then right before the finish line, we're going to pull back on the reins so hard on that horse that it flips over backwards.
Senator Bill Landon of Casper is the sponsor of the recently approved Senate bill that's hoping to remove roughly $60 million from education funding up front. It freezes special education and transportation costs and some other reductions. It also creates a committee that will go into the school funding model and recalibrate it. That's a fancy way of saying that they will tweak the funding model so that districts get less money.
We've got to try to do some things that stay as far away from the classroom as we can, and that's in general what we've been trying to do.
But Senator Chris Rothfuss worries that if lawmakers go into the funding model to look for savings, that they will in fact impact the classroom.
That if we go into recalibration during a budget downturn, that we may eviscerate the model and we may not like what we end up with.
The Senate is not allowed to propose revenue-raising measures. Senate President Eli Bebout says that's fine with him. Bebout adds that tax increases do not interest him in the least.
I don't think the answer is to run taxes and raise taxes right now. Let's have a real serious look at reductions, how we can do better with less.
This is despite the fact that educators have been calling for tax increases to address the shortfall. The House is approaching the deficit differently. They have passed out a comprehensive bill that also has some freezes and budget cuts, but as Green River Representative John Freeman points out, it tackles the deficit more broadly.
One of the things that I like about it is that there's revenue in there and there's refocusing of funding streams so that education will have some money to fill the financial hole that we find ourselves in.
The House bill would raise a temporary half-cent sales tax as soon as the budget reserve account dips below $500 million. That's about $1 billion from now. That turned out to be a compromise after the House deleted all revenue from the bill and then turned around and restored the half-percent hike after a closed-door caucus. Some senators predict that the House and Senate bills will probably be melded together. But Speaker of the House Steve Harshman makes it clear that he believes the House bill is superior legislation.
The one thing we've given them is something they have not given us, and that is a comprehensive solution. We solve the problem. They push it off on future legislators.
Behind the scenes, some are wondering if the Senate will kill the House bill, and then the House will defeat the Senate measure. Senate President Eli Bebout smiles and says that's a legitimate concern, but he doubts that will happen.
We will leave this session with something, and it will be something that will move us forward. If we do nothing, we've done a big disservice to the state.
But Gillette Senator Jeff Wasserberger gently disagrees. He says even if legislation fails, they still have time to take more input and handle the shortfall properly.
I think everybody needs to take a deep breath, slow down, realize that we are completely funded for this year and for next year. This is strictly talking about the biennium of 2019-2020.
The reason the current funding model was developed in the first place was due to the fact that the state lost a lawsuit over equity in school funding. Wasserberger says if lawmakers don't take their time, they may lose another school funding lawsuit. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.